We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The Miami Hurricanes announced today that both Cavender twins are coming back. So yesterday we found out Hannah Cavender was returning to the U. Haley Cavender saw that Haley Van Litt transferred to TCU. She said,
"Did you see that? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
She saw what Caitlin Clark did to her, and she's like, well, I don't want to be in the backcourt with her. This lady gets torched."
So Haley Cavender will join Hannah Cavender. The Cavender twins are back for another season at the University of Miami. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law
Firm leads me to believe that they did not get along with Katie Meyer.
It has nothing to do with Katie Meyer.
That's what I think.
It has to do with them wanting to wrestle and figuring out they can't do it. And I'm going to be an influencer. And like I told y'all, I don't know what they're going to influence. And now they're trying to go the normal route. That's what happened with the Cavender twins.
I don't doubt that. I'm with you. They looked at late. Like, I mean, they watch what Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And there's legit juice right now when it comes to women's sports. And they probably compare and contrast that with their influencing business. And they go, you know what? We have a better track if we go back and play another season at UM and try to recapture that lightning in a bottle.
And Caitlin Clark is one of the best basketball players I've ever watched play the game.
I'm just saying the interest level in women's sports.
And they're not – no one outside of us talk about the Cavender twins.
No, I'm just saying that there's more eyeballs on women's sports because of the women's basketball season and the tournament this year than ever before. So you might have more fans watching collegiate hoops when it comes to women. And if they go to the Final Four, where they go, the Elite Eight or Final Four?
Elite Eight.
Yeah. I mean, they do that again. You have a lot of eyeballs. They're not professionals, but they'll have more eyeballs to do their influencing career. But I still believe this has to do with Katie Meyer not being.
Why do you keep getting on Katie?
I'm not getting on Katie.
Leave Katie alone.
I'm on Team Katie.
You're saying that they're there. What's Katie? You can't be mad at Katie.
Who's mad at Katie?
You said the Cavender twins were mad at Katie.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they liked her.
They both liked them.
After an Elite Eight season, they both left the University of Miami. One said, I'm not even going to play basketball anymore. The other one said, I'm going to go play somewhere else. After an Elite Eight season.
Neither of them played, by the way. Neither of them played last year, Hawk.
Because and then all of a sudden, Katie Meyer retires. A week or two later, both Cavender twins amazingly show up on the Coral Gables campus.
They thought the grass was greener on the other side.
But why not go play at TCU then? Thing.
Because they really don't want them.
That's not true.
So Hannah is getting recruited by a lot of other teams.
No, but Haley. Haley was all ACC. Haley's a good basketball player.
And she's coming back to play with her sister.
I know, because Katie Meyer's not there.
It's not anything about Katie Meyer.
All right, I mean, it's right in front of you. Yeah. It's literally right in front of you.
No, what am I saying
that's not true? After an Elite Eight run, the Cavender twins both either give up basketball or transfer to a different school.
Yep.
Katie Meyer, tell me what I'm saying is false. They thought their influencer wrestling was going to work out, and it didn't. Katie Meyer resigns from UM a year later. Both Cavender twins, who had said farewell to the University of Miami, show up a couple weeks later and say, we're back.
Facts.
What part of that is false?
They have the connection with UM.
Which part of that is false? You can't hear me?
I can hear you, but the connection with UM is there.
But they had a connection to the UM last year.
But they thought they were going to be wrestlers.
Regardless, they still had that connection last year.
And they didn't play.
Crowder,
they left.
Crowder, did you just lose one of your teeth?
Thanks, Will.
I am 95% sure that I saw one of Crowder's teeth fly out of his mouth and – I saw him notice it, and he was licking his tooth at the very end of that.
What just happened?
I am 100% sure
this
now.
This is over an argument right after the Heat just lost their first play-in game. This is an argument about University of Miami women's basketball with the Cavender twins returning. He lost a tooth.
I think Crowder's tooth flew out of his mouth in the middle of that debate. One of his new teeth, too.
This guy thinks he could stand up in a fight against Drake. His teeth are jumping right out of his mouth. Nobody even said anything.
Got him back now.
What happened, Abuelo?
I don't know. A tooth flew out.
Granddad, tell us the story again about how your teeth fall out.
Bro.
You ran me hot.
He tried to grab it, too. I'm pretty sure he tried. I need the video replay. He tried to grab this it in guy, the middle of the air.
Look, this guy's like, in a rap beef with Drake, but his teeth are falling out. He's the Brundle fly.
Yeah, this ain't going too well for me.
All right, we got to take a break. Is there anything else, Solana? That's funny.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Bro, I saw it was either like a piece of corn from earlier in the day or one of your choppers flew right out of your mouth.
Did you catch it, though? You caught it?
No, it was sitting on the printer.
Oh, but that can't be good.
Oh, this isn't good at all. I'm making a call as soon as we go to break. I have to.
Because you can't just pop the tooth back in. I mean, I know you did, but that's like you can't eat a piece of corn now.
Oh, yeah. It ain't got a chance. This thing going to fall out 8 times a day now.
Huh.
It's wiggly.
The Mesmin and Dover Law Firm.
Second incisor.
What do you have? Your adults are coming in?
Your adults.
You have any other wiggly teeth? You need Drake to put a string around your tooth and slam
okay.
a door.
Okay. Drake comes over here and wraps my tooth in anything. It's over for him.
866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Partly cloudy. Who cares? Crowder lost a teeth in the middle of a debate. That's
Crowder lost a teeth.
That guy's telling you can't play with a torn MCL. Guy can't get through a segment without losing a tooth.
I'm the Brundle fly. It's over for me.
All right. Clay Ferrero is going to join us next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.